once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. Yeah, it's been a little while since I've done a drive time. I think part of the reason's been because it's been a little while since I've gotten a chance to drive a little bit of a distance, because I've moved locations in a new place. And hey, how you doing out there? I hope all is going well with you. I hope that your lives are progressing even as God has designed and destined you to go from glory to glory and from strength to strength. You know, it's amazing how that which has come before prepares you for that which you're in right now. You know, when you walk with Christ Jesus, when you go the way and the direction that He has for you, you're ready for the seasons of life that you would enter. And one thing builds on the next. Whereas when people, you know, I was even talking to a friend about this recently, you know, when people get off track with God and then they get back on track with God, one thing that so often they feel is just they've wasted that time. You know, it's a very strong feeling. It's a very, you know it. You know that that was lost time, lost opportunity. And yet God does, you know, have an amazing way of even turning things around and making all things work together for the good of those who are the called according to His purpose. But, you know, God will do what He's going to do. He'll either do it with you, in collaboration with Him, or in spite of you, and you being part and parcel of the furniture on the stage that He uses as a prop for whatever it is that He's planning and anticipating. So like Pharaoh in Egypt with Moses, you know, hey, God hardened his heart and used him as an object lesson of what it was that He intended. So, you know, just to show that, hey, you know, it's God's the one that's in control. God's the one that makes the decisions. So, you know, life is an interesting thing. You know, life has an interesting way of taking twists and turns. And, you know, you gotta flow with it. You know, you gotta flow with whatever it is that God's doing. You know, there's seasons for different things too. And something I've noticed is that God will stir something in your heart when it's time for a particular season. And, you know, I think one of the places that people get in trouble is when they try to do something out of God's season, out of God's timing. You know, God's got a perfect timing for the things that He does. He's got a perfect way that it is that He would like certain things to be done. And if you stay on track with Him, if you ultimately stay on track, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek first what it is that God desires to do with you, what it is that He desires to do through you. Seek to be in oneness with Him. If you seek that first, then that which you need will be brought to you. That which is necessary will be made known to you. You don't have to worry about things. You don't have to be concerned. You just have to give us this day our daily bread. You just have to eat from His hand this day what it is that you need. He is the bread of life. He is the Word of God. He gives you that word for the day for what it is that you need and what it is that you need to do and what it is that you need to be about. And you don't have to be perplexed about the things that you see coming around you. You know, look, the world has been in trial and in turmoil and turbulent for thousands of years. It's been like, I mean, wars, rumors of wars, turbulence, problems, issues. There's been a lot going on before we got here. So, you know, I mean, I think one thing is because of the nature of the interconnectedness of what's going on in the world right now. And information technology, people are more aware now than they were ever before about things going on in other parts of the world. And so, and, you know, bad news sells. So, you know, people, you know, when you find out what's going on in Turkey or, Uganda or these other places. Well, before, you know, a long time ago, nobody even cared. Nobody knew. So, you know, now, you know, where we are right now, you know, we're in an interesting time. We're in a time where things will get more turbulent, where they will get more stirred up. And yet, in the middle of that, God is in control. God has His people. God's taking those that trust Him to and fro according to His plan and purpose, doing what He wants to with them, in them, and through their lives in the world around them. And, you know, for yourself, you don't have to worry about all the stuff going on, because that's not yours to worry about. You know, consider the lilies of the field. They neither toil nor spin, and yet Solomon in all his splendor was not arrayed like one of these. Consider the birds. They're not out there sowing and reaping and doing all that stuff, but you had storing up in barns, but there are, their Heavenly Father feeds them. How much more valuable are you than the birds? So God takes care of His own. God takes care of His people. And His people seek Him first. His people look to Him. His people trust Him in the midst of the adversities that they face, in the midst of the decisions and the problems that they might be encountering. God's people trust Him and they seek Him. And in spite of the situations that they face, they still look to Him to show them the way. You know, this is where I think people do get in trouble, because though they call Him by name and they call Him Lord, they don't trust Him. Because when they get in the crunch, then they try to fix things themselves. They try to make things happen themselves. And God flows. You know, He's got a way of just flowing. And you've got to just, you know, flow with Him. You can't make it happen. You know, we do things diligently, though. You know, when you've been given something in your hand to do, do it with as unto the Lord. You do it with the wisdom that God lets flow through you. Oh, that's another thing. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously without finding fault. If you lack it, ask Him. He'll show you. You know, God's not playing hard to get. You know, but the thing is that in order for somebody to be in right position with God, to be positionally aligned with God, you got to bow your knee. You have to bow your knee before the Creator, because without bowing your knee, you're not under His kingdom. You're not under His dominion. The dominion of the King. You know, we talked about this before. There's a king with a dominion. That's where you get a kingdom. And in order for you to be a part of the kingdom of God, you've got to be under the dominion of the King. And if you're under the dominion of the King, you're a subject of that King. That means that whatever that King says goes. You know, we don't live in the realm of spirit. We don't live in a democracy. You know, we live in a monarchy with Christ Jesus exalted, very right hand of God. We live and move and have our being in Him. And in Him you are in the kingdom. And in Him you're under the dominion of the King, where He flows through you. Without that, you are outside. And when you're outside His dominion, now you are in the place where you're under the dominion of those that are outside of Him. Lucifer was cast out. The prince of the power of this world cast out of his presence, thrown away. And those that are outside the dominion of the king are thrown away. There is no place for them. Not redeemed. Yeah, it's, you know, it's just what it is. Now, ultimately, the earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof, and God does own it all. So even with all of that, even with all of those things like that, it's still, even there, it's still all His. So He allows the enemy to exist, because there's even a purpose in the existence of the enemy of our souls. You know, if we didn't have these trials, if we didn't have these tests, if we didn't have these stretching experiences, we wouldn't come into the fullness of what it is that God intends to do in and through us. You have to be stretched. You have to be challenged. You have to go through these things. It's necessary. That's why Scripture says, consider it pure joy when you face trials and tribulations of all kinds. Because you know that the testing of your faith builds perseverance, perseverance, character. Character, hope, and hope does not disappoint. You know that what you're doing and what you're involved in is part and parcel of God's plan and purpose for your life. And see, this is God's plan for your life, not man's plan for your life. You know, this is something even for me. What I am is just I'm just a servant. I'm just a servant of the King of Kings. I'm just an ambassador, a spokesperson for Him. I do what He tells me to do according to what it is that He would have me to do. I strive to stay on that track with Him in the midst of the distractions, in the midst of the different things that come my way. Now, in that process, I know it gets, sometimes, see, people are looking for a man. People want a person to exalt. They want to look to a person. And you have no man but Christ Jesus. You have no person but Him. See, this is why, too, for me, you know, I am weary, or I shouldn't say weary, I'm leery, I'm cautious, I should say, when I see, you know, people trying to put me in a position that I'm not supposed to be in. You know, I am just, I don't want that from them. I want people to look to Christ. You know, I had a friend one time, we were talking about this, and he said, okay, good. He said, you remember that donkey that when Jesus was going into Jerusalem, and they went and grabbed that colt, that young donkey, and they put their cloaks on him, and they spread them on the roads and cut palm branches and laid them out, and they were all cheering and rejoicing and celebrating, and they said, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. And all of that was going on at that time, he said, my friend said, now think about that situation. He says, okay, how dumb do you think that donkey would have been if he thought that all of that praise was for him? Okay. Now, that's the case that a lot of people get into. Look, you know, they see all the stuff going on around and they think it's them. Look, we just carry the message. We just carry the truth. We strive to remain on track with Him. But anything that happens is a result of Him working through us. So when that starts to happen, when things start to flow, when they really start having overt, obvious signs, that's not the time for you to start saying, oh, okay, look what I did. No. Glorify God. Thank Him. You know, you gotta praise Him. And you also gotta realize your place and your position in all of this. If you don't, you know, you're gonna go to a spot where now God's gotta break you down again. Now God's gotta strip you, because He loves you. See, God loves you enough that if He needs to break you, He will. If He needs to shatter you into 1,000 pieces, He will. If He needs to break you into 1,000,000 pieces, tiny, He will. Because He loves you. And He will not have you looking to a man. He'll have you looking to Him. So, you know, all that said too, you know, I realize that anything that's good, anything that flows, is a result of Him doing that work. Not me. Not me. I know this. I know that the things that have come in and through my life, the places where things have just flown and been quite amazing, I know that that has all been His work. You know, the other day we had to move these office locations for this one project that I'm working on. And you know, in Sri Lanka, people here, they're very much into dates and times and signs and you know, just certain they're just into certain things like that. And now, for me, you know, all I need to do is know that if I got a good connection with God, He's going to put me in the right place at the right time. And, you know, these guys were all trying to figure out, they were all like, you know, okay, we need to find the right date and the right time to move to this place. And I didn't get caught up in any of that. I just said, here's what we're doing. We're moving on the 31st. That's the date, time we're moving in. We're moving in at 10 a.m. Didn't check anything with anybody. And even, you know, when these guys are like, no, we need to go check this stuff and do all that. I said, all right, you can do whatever you want. Doesn't matter to me. I said, but even you mark my words. I said, you go and look. And even when you look, you'll find out that this is the right time. Now, and, you know, sure enough, you know, after we moved in, one of these guys was talking to me about this, and he said, you know what? He said that the 31st was supposed to be a very, very powerful day. And he says, I don't know if you believe in this stuff or not. He said, but the 31st was supposed to be a very, very powerful day for starting new things. And I said, yeah, I know. And he's like, well, how did you know? I said, because when you walk with God, you're in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing, in connection with His Spirit. That's your life. And now the worlders are always trying to figure that out. They're always doing all these little things and shenanigans, and they're trying to figure out, you know, where it is that they're supposed to be, so that they can try to manipulate it to their own advantage. Whereas, for the child of God, we're just in the right place at the right time because we listen to Him. We don't need people to go through all of that. We're just where we need to be. So, no, it's all good. You know, it is all good. You know, for me, it's exciting because I know that God's hand is upon my life. And you know how exciting that is when you know that God's with you? When you know that God's hand is on you? When you know that that which you do, you're doing in accordance with God's plan and purpose? Do you know how exciting it is when your life is in the very palm of God and that He's got you? And that that which you do is according to His desire from the foundation of the world? I mean, it's something to get excited about. You don't got to be worrying about your car payment and your mortgage and your minivan and whatever else it is that's perplexing you. You don't have to worry about any of that. The thing you got to focus on, Lord God, I want to walk with you. I want to serve you. I want to be one with you. No separation. That when the world sees me, that they would see you, because we're fused together. You and I. Oh, wow. You know, I like driving my truck. I like my truck. It's a good vehicle. It is 21 years old. But she's tough as can be, tough as nails. And she holds up quite nicely. Has her little problems here and there. But you know, if something, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. No, it's all good. It's a good day. It's a good time. It's a good time to be walking with him. Boy, I tell you, I would not, of all the seasons in life, this would probably be one of the worst times to not be on track with God. Because if you are bouncing around in the world right now, out of step with him, trying to figure out where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing, oh my gosh, you're in for a world of hurt. Because that is, especially in this season, about as dangerous of a place that you could possibly be. You know, rather, you know, if you are off track in any way, you know, one way to do that, to check that, because people have, people can deceive themselves very easily. Just ask him with a clean heart. Just say, Lord God, if I am off track at all, would you please show me? Would you please correct me? Would you please direct me? Would you please, because I don't want to miss you. If you ask him, he'll show you. If you seek him, you'll find him. If you have an openness and a heart to know the truth, he will make that truth known to you, and the truth will set you free. Yes. Man. You know what? It's so cool being his. I tell you what, there's nowhere else in the world that you would ever want to be. Once you've tasted and seen that the Lord is good, and you've realized what it is that he offers to his people, you realize there's nothing else out there. And that, my brothers and my sisters, is where you want to be. In him, we live and move and have our being. It's a good day. So enjoy it, because this is the day that the Lord has made. I and you and all of us will rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, I love you guys. God bless you. Keep on keeping on. You know, and we'll catch up when we do. So drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Talk to you later. All right, God bless. Bye. Thank you.